Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In Beijing today, the world's two communist giants agreed to put aside centuries of mutual distrust and 30 years of ideological estrangement. Correspondent Barry Peterson begins our coverage of the Sino-Soviet summit.
Mikhail Gorbachev is accustomed to center stage, and the student protests have stolen his place during this summit. But he's getting what he came for. Today, an historic meeting with Deng Xiaoping. "We publicly announce," said the 84-year-old Chinese leader, "the normalization of our Sino-Soviet relations." In that moment, the 30-year Cold War between these two communist giants was finally and formally over. The meeting with Deng took place at the Great Hall of the People on Tiananmen Square. But the next meeting with China's premier was moved because of the student protests in the area. As Gorbachev was on his way to that meeting, he waved at the crowds and got a cheer in return. Moments later, he stopped his motorcade, hopped out, and started shaking hands. "Welcome, welcome," the crowd chanted. "Thank you," answered Gorbachev, and wife Raisa signed an autograph. A moment later, he was back in the car and reportedly turned to his wife to say, "Ochen hotasho." Very good. With more on the protests continuing in the square, here is Susan Spencer.
The students in Tiananmen Square continued their protest today, and that spectacle of government defiance, of people declaring that they are ready to die for democracy, again prompted the Chinese to cancel part of Gorbachev's schedule. This was not, they decided, a good day to lay a wreath. While Gorbachev later met with Deng Xiaoping in the Great Hall of the People, soldiers poured out into the square, but they simply stood there, impassive, as student supporters pleaded for water for the hunger strikers who are now in their fourth day. Concern over their medical condition is growing. More than 200 have been hospitalized, and many are refusing the water and salt tablets offered by volunteers. But as the strikers' determination grows, so apparently does their support. Today, intellectuals, professors, families, and workers all march together in Tiananmen Square. It seems increasingly unlikely that this protest will end without profound political reform. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Beijing.
Mikhail Gorbachev has offered Washington a Central American olive branch. Administration officials say the Kremlin leader told President Bush in a letter last month and confirmed to Secretary of State Baker face-to-face that he's ended weapon shipments to Nicaragua. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Claiborne Pell welcomed the Soviet move.
"This report is correct. It's good news. If it's true, it's good news because it then means fewer weapons, lethal weapons, moving into that cockpit of violence that's Central America."
The U.S. has estimated Soviet military aid to the Sandinistas at $500 million a year. Time on the roundup, 3 minutes past the hour.
"Thank you for calling Pitt Printing. How can we help you?"
Yes, I think I have a problem, and Bob Cockrell said I should call you.
"Oh, I do a lot of printing for Bob. How can I help you?"
"Well, I'm putting together a sales brochure for my company, and we're up against the big boys."
"David and Goliath, huh?"
"Yeah, and I'd like the same results."
"Okay, what do we have to work with?"
"Well, I've written some copy."
"I'll set the type for you."
"And I have some pictures."
"Good, we'll put together a mechanical."
"Now, I don't want just a flyer, you know."
"That's okay. If you ever want one, we do those too."
"I want it to look special."
"Well, let me make one suggestion. Two color." "In fact, I've got an even better idea. Two color on a nice colored stock."
"How will that look?"
"Like three color. I'll design a layout and you can see for yourself."
"This sales brochure has to be perfect. My company's reputation is riding on it. And, so is mine."
"I understand. So is mine."
Pip Printing. They print success stories. A high-quality professional business image starts with the basics. Stationery, business cards, brochures. To ensure that your printed material is the best it can be, take it to Pip Printing. For the location nearest you, consult your telephone directory.
KNX 1070.
In Muslim West Beirut, a powerful car bomb has killed Grand Mufti Hassan Khaled, leader of Lebanon's 900,000 Sunni Muslims. At least 15 other people were reported killed and more than 30 wounded. The explosion went off as Khaled's motorcade drove from his headquarters to his house for lunch. Khaled, who was 68, was known for his moderate policies and his efforts to reconcile the country's Christians and Muslims. Israeli Foreign Minister Moshe Aarons left for Washington today to outline proposals for Palestinian elections, already rejected by the PLO. Also today, Israeli soldiers reportedly staged a 2 a.m. raid on the home of prominent Palestinian scholar Ghassan al-Khatib, arresting him hours before he was to meet a high-level U.S. State Department delegation about the unrest in the occupied territories. No reason was given for his arrest. An army spokesman said he had no information. Israeli troops, meanwhile, are enforcing a curfew in occupied Gaza. Lawrence Rifkin has that.
The Israelis ordered all of the estimated 75,000 Gaza Strip residents working in Israel to go home and sit out the curfew, apparently signaling something more than the usual post-violence clampdown. West Bank and Gaza Strip Palestinians have rejected Israel's offer to let them elect negotiators for peace talks, and Justice Minister Dan Meridor has now told them that if they turn down the offer, Israel will be even more determined to crush their ongoing rebellion.
If you want to fight, we will fight, and we will win in the end. Don't force us to do it. Come and talk.
There are also Israelis against the election scheme, and some belong to the party of Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, the man who initiated it. Ultra-hardliner Ariel Sharon is leading the fight against what is being called submitting to terror, and the challenge on this issue would be nothing less than a challenge to the party leadership. Lawrence Rifkin, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The man credited by international observers with winning Panama's now nullified presidential election is to leave the hospital today, newsman Bill Gasparini reports.
Opposition presidential candidate Guillermo Endara has been in the hospital recovering from head wounds he received in an attack against the opposition last week. Since he's been hospitalized, leadership duties for the opposition have fallen on the two vice presidential candidates. Now, all three will be preparing for a general strike called for Wednesday. Despite strict government control over the media, opposition supporters say they've been able to spread word about the strike by word of mouth. And they say the work stoppage will send a strong signal to Noriega, just as the Panamanian situation is being discussed in a special meeting of the Organization of American States. Bill Gasparini for CBS News, Panama City.
In western India, a speeding train rammed a bus jammed with wedding guests. Reports say 47 people were killed. 7 past the hour.
Coach Pat Riley for your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Matchups, how do you look at them, Coach?
One of the key elements of every game.
So matchups would affect your game plan.
Definitely. You don't just look at the team you're against. You look at who's playing who at every position.
Car buyers should compare cars that way, I imagine.
Definitely.
Warranty, styling, features.
Everything.
And, of course, a deal.
The Chrysler Plymouth dealer's got you covered there, too.
That's right, Coach. Take the new Plymouth Voyager, for example. It's one of the best-selling minivans in America, a 7-passenger wagon that'll take everything your family can give it. And with either fuel injection or the new turbocharged version, it handles as comfortably as a car. So buy or lease the Plymouth Voyager right now from your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer. Because when it comes to a great deal, nobody else comes close.
So one-on-one is one of the best ways to compare cars.
Not one of the best. It's the only way.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
The nation's worst oil spill will be relived today in a hotel ballroom in Anchorage, Alaska. John Blackstone reports.
For the first time, the crew members of the Exxon Valdez will tell their story publicly at hearings before the National Transportation Safety Board. But the most important witness, Captain Joseph Hazelwood, will not be there, says his lawyer, Thomas Russo.
When the criminal charges against him are resolved, Captain Hazelwood would be glad to tell anyone what happened.
The third mate, Gregory Cousins, who Hazelwood left in charge of navigation, is expected to testify. The safety board is studying only the grounding of the ship and the initial emergency response. Its investigation will not deal with the cleanup of the oil spill, says hearing chairman Lee Dickinson.
We're focusing on the safety aspects of the accident. There are other government agencies that are responsible for the pollution control and the environmental issues.
There is some good environmental news. Fishermen have begun halibut and salmon fishing seasons, and early indications are of no contamination in the catch. John Blackstone, CBS News, Anchorage.
Weary and frostbitten, 8 adventurers have returned to civilization after their 56-day, 600-mile walk to the North Pole to focus attention on the world's fragile environment. Team leader Robert Swan, the first person to walk to the North and South Poles, spoke to reporters at the Canadian outpost of Resolute.
Our survival situation is exactly what the world faces. Exactly. And that we've got to work together as one world to take on the environment.
The team, sponsored by Amway, included 2 Britons and 1 explorer each from the United States, Soviet Union, Canada, Australia, Japan, and West Germany. The Los Angeles teacher strike is in its second day. Hundreds of thousands of students are again expected to either stay home from school or wander off after attendance is taken to the beaches and shopping malls. The dollar is lower in European trading after closing higher in Tokyo. The London gold fixing $374.40 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is off 6¾ points. It's 7:10.